I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 94 degrees.
And a crash southbound I-15, 45th South Murray. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. More details are coming out about a deadly shooting outside of a Mill Creek apartment building this week. Investigators say the victim may have been trying to protect someone else. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Investigators say the victim, Taylor Calvaca, wasn't the person that Alexander Ethan May and Edgar Esquivel were arguing with on Facebook. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Gray says Esquivel, using the name Jokey De Niro, threatened to do something disgusting.
Esquivel made some statements regarding drowning and raping a two-month-old infant.
When the two arguing sides decided to meet near the Sunnyvale apartments, Calvaca was asked to come along. May reportedly pulled a shotgun from a cardboard box.
Taylor stepped in front between the gun and the other people that were there.
Gray says Esquivel deleted his entire Facebook account after the shooting. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:31. There was a terrible accident in Sandy this afternoon. Maria Chaleos has the story.
Jeff, a 66-year-old man died after he fell 40 feet from a billboard. Witnesses told police the man was working on the billboard when he fell. The incident remains under investigation. We will update this story as soon as more information is available. Police are trying to figure out what happened to a woman after she was found critically injured on a Salt Lake City street. Sergeant Brandon Shearer says they got the call this morning from about 13th South and Jefferson Street.
When officers arrived, they found a female with severe injuries. Not quite sure what happened to the female, but there was no vehicle here.
Police say they thought they were responding to a traffic incident, but now it appears that the woman may have been assaulted before she was found. They are now looking for a black Nissan SUV in connection with this situation. A second person is under arrest in connection with the murder in St. George yesterday. Police say Sylvia Lopez heard gunshots coming from a bedroom of a home that she was in. She ran in to find a gun and a man on the floor bleeding from the head. She put the gun on the bed, determined the victim was beyond help, and left. Her boyfriend told her and five other people in the house to get their story straight. Lopez was charged with obstruction of justice and witness tampering. Her boyfriend faces first-degree felony murder charges.
The Salt Lake mayoral primary.
New numbers just in the race for Salt Lake mayor show Utah Senator Luis Escamilla has overtaken former Senator Jim DeBacchus for the second place spot. Despite the numbers not being final, DeBacchus conceded the race this afternoon. Now, this effectively secures Escamilla and City Councilman Aaron Mendenhall as the two who will advance to the November general election. The Salt Lake County Clerk's office says it still has a few hundred ballots to certify. KSL's top national stories this hour. Two U.S. members of Congress are now barred from entering Israel. It's a move President Trump supports. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Israel's decision to bar Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota came as the president tweeted that it should happen. President Trump said it would show great weakness if Israel allowed Omar and Tlaib to visit. Israel's Prime Minister weighed in, claiming the two are leading activists in boycotting legislation against Israel. Omar has received pushback in the past for comments she made that leaders in both parties have condemned as anti-Semitic. But some Democrats say barring her from visiting is unprecedented and simply goes too far.
Other national stories, KSL is following. An investigation is underway after a high school athlete in Atlanta died after running conditioning drills in 100-degree temperatures. ABC's Pete Combs reports the girls' basketball team wasn't given anything to drink.
Even though the Georgia High School Association prohibits outdoor sports when the temperature is above 92, the Elite Scholars Academy in Clayton County sent its girls' basketball team out to run. One parent we talked with says he works outside all the time. And
we keep a cooler with waters, Gatorade, sodas, because you just got to have it.
16-year-old Imani Bell didn't have anything to drink as she ran conditioning drills. Hours later, she was dead. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is now looking into this case as Imani's family tries to cope with their grief. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
And we will go in depth on the hottest July on record coming up with ABC's Alex Stone at 3:45. Jeff, sunflowers are all in bloom right now. And in North Dakota, the state's tourism department put out some photos to encourage visitors to come check out what they're calling a sunflower super bloom. But you and I both know Utah has some pretty spectacular sunflowers. So I'd like to invite our listeners to check out the story on the KSL News Radio Facebook page right now and share your sunflower pictures as well.
Hey, you're the gardening expert. We have this one freak sunflower in the backyard, 18 feet tall.
That's
maybe
huge.
Maybe 19. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing or do we have a mutant?
Hey, no, that is a thing. Check out Wheeler Farm. I don't know if they did it this year, but they usually have a sunflower garden. And those things are huge. I mean, they're like trellises overhead.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy Gobert would look up at this thing and say, wow, you know?
Yeah, Wheeler Farm, if you have those sunflowers this year, send in your pictures.
Oh, wow. KSL News Time, 3:35.